11,000 residents of Ambay Island in Vanuatu have now been successfully evacuated, with the threat of a volcanic eruption still looming. Joe Cropp is an emergency communications delegate with the Red Cross. He was in Ambay during the evacuation and now is in Port Vila, the nation's capital. I caught up with him and asked what the feeling's like on the ground.
There's a sense of calmness among people at the moment, but also an uncertainty and a level of fear, because no one knows how long the volcano is going to be active. They don't know how long they're going to be there. So, yes, uncertainty and fear would be the feeling among these communities.
You were on Ambay earlier this week during the evacuation. Could you describe that a little bit for us?
It was a stressful time for people, but what really stood out is how calm people were as they were moving around. People realised the need to go, and they're working together to ensure the evacuation happens smoothly. People were moving from villages right across the island to three evacuation points, and they would set up behind these beaches and then wait for a stream of boats to come in, a whole range of boats. They had larger ones, which would carry about 1,000 people, and then smaller boats, which would carry, say, 20 to 30 people. And they just moved down to the beach, board these boats as they came in, and just were shuttled out that way. It was an impressive operation from where I was standing.
11,000 people were evacuated. What's your experience been like while you've been talking to people and that sort of thing?
Talking to people, there's uncertainty among people about what's going to happen next. And also, land and home is very important for these communities. So the moved away from it brings a lot of uncertainty in itself.
You're obviously there with Red Cross. What's happening in terms of aid?
At the moment, we're starting to gear up the relief effort. We've got people being accommodated in churches, sports fields, schools, and the facilities there aren't enough to cater for more than 11,000 people. So right now, we're starting to fly in things like tents, tarpaulins, basic supplies like kitchen sets and jerry cans to help these communities set themselves up for both the short term and then maybe even a long term stay in these evacuation points. What's really impressive as well is local communities are starting to open their doors for these families and inviting them in. But there's only a minimum amount of resources, so they're going to help these people as well.
So do you have any sense of what's next for people that have been evacuated?
It's still uncertain. So the main thing is for us to get emergency accommodation, food, clean water, sanitation facilities into these sites. Then we have to start thinking about the long term. At the moment, the volcano is what they call Category 4. If it goes back to Category 3, the government may decide that it's safe to return home. But we're operating that this isn't going to happen in the immediate future.
Joe Cropp, Emergency Communications Development Delegate with the Red Cross, speaking to me from Vanuatu.